Welcome to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to people who want to speak more as a way to build their income and grow their business. Well, welcome everyone to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast. My name is Jane Atkinson. I'm the author of The Wealthy Speaker 2.0 and the Epic Keynote. The topic of today's podcast is building your revenue streams with paid communities. Show me the money. Our guest expert today is Katie, and I'm going to make sure I get your name right, Krimitsos. Did I say that right, Katie?
Just about, yeah.
Well, you say
close
it.
Enough. It's Krimitsos.
Krimitsos. Even in the practice, I had it right. Katie, that is the last time I'll be saying your last name, but I do hope people will remember it. Let me tell you, let me just do a little bit of your bio for everybody so they know who you are. Katie is the founder of Biz Women Rock, a community and education provider for business women around the globe who want to grow their companies. She is a business coach and growth strategist and provides virtual and live education to help purpose-driven, action-taking women fulfill their business dreams. Her podcast, which I've been on, it was fantastic, Biz Women Rock, provides personal business interviews, pertinent topics, and actionable information that help her community thrive in their businesses. And that's what we're actually here to talk about today, is communities. So tell us about your current business model and how you have monetized community.
Yeah. Well, first off, Jane, thank you so much for having me on. And yes, you were amazing on my podcast. So thank you for coming and sharing your genius to my community. So my business model looks like Biz Women Rock as the brand, me, Katie, as the leader of that particular brand, and kind of the pockets of revenue that I have that make up the business model is one, business coaching and strategy. So I have a good group of a handful of women that I work with one-on-one in my community who want really customized help to get from point A to point B in their business and do it really strategically. So I help them. Then I also have a bunch of different either online programs that I do or offline events or live events as well. I do a once a year retreat as well as other sort of random live events. And so those are all things that my community members will invest in as they need it. And then I also do have a paid membership community. I do have a kind of a general community at large that is free for any businesswoman who wants to be part of it. But then I do have an option called the Biz Women Rock Elite that is a paid membership organization. And obviously, they get a lot of awesome, cool, special stuff and get to really connect and commune with other really growth obsessed business women. And so it's a really special community that they invest in every single month. And then as far as kind of the general marketing, if you will, or different arenas or platforms and where people either find out about me first and foremost, or just start interacting with my brand and are a part of the community is one, the podcast, two, a private Facebook group, a free private Facebook group that's called Biz Women Rock. Three, I do have a pretty large following that are on my my Biz Women Rock Facebook page. And then I am also like on Twitter and a bunch of other stuff, but I tend to be really heavy on Facebook. So that tends to be where and my email list as well. So that tends to be where a lot of the women will kind of come into my sphere of influence, if you will, and start to learn about what I offer and start to connect with other businesswomen. And then when they are ready and when they want and when they see something I'm offering that is of value, that's when they start participating in those.
Okay, nice. Now, okay, so we've got a group of busy professional speakers on our listenership, and they would be out speaking, probably gathering up names and email addresses in whatever format that they would do that, and adding them to their list. So let's mm-hmm. just for clarity, define the difference between your list, the people that you broadcast or email out to, your following, and your community, because we're talking about building kind of a paid community or a community that pays here.
Right.
So let's just get a definition going so that we can be clear on that.
Yeah. So I'm actually really glad you asked me that, because a lot of people use those three terms interchangeably, and I actually think that they're different. All three of them are a little different. So if you would consider it sort of old school internet marketing, which is still very, very valid, which is sort of that your community or your following is your email list. I actually don't believe that, because I believe that everyone who is on your email list, everyone who has raised their hand virtually and said, yes, I want to hear from you on a regular basis, they get to interact with you, but it's a very two-dimensional relationship. So Right. It's you communicate with them, and then they have the opportunity to communicate back with you. Now, an email list is incredibly powerful because, yes, you hear about, you know, those people who just send an email out to their list and boom, $100,000 comes into them, right?
Right.
And that is absolutely possible. And those things do happen. However, I do believe that is just one of the things that creates your community. Community to me really means multidimensional relationship building that you can access and give value to and then make offers to. And those people, because you have spent time engaging with them and giving them value and building community for them and with them, will raise up their hand and say, yes, Katie, I already know, love, and trust you because I hear from you on all these different platforms. You have given me value over here in all these different ways. And that thing that you're saying that you have is exactly what I need. So yes, of course, I'm going to invest in that.
Right.
So I actually think that a community exists not so much just between me and that one amazing woman who's listening or participating or reading my email or participating in my group, but actually her back to me and her with all of the other members of my community.
Right.
And so that where it becomes really important as to like, how are you actually being a community leader versus somebody who just has a large email list, right? Those are two completely different things.
You're getting me thinking about it because I'm always talking about how my clients as speakers are out on this island kind of doing their business on their own.
Yep.
And I have made attempts to pull them into the mainland with me, but I think I could be better at that. So thank you. This is really it's getting some thoughts provoked here. So, but here, I know our listeners are always about the show me the money. So once you understand about this community, how do you actually profit from it?
Great question. Okay. So that's usually the first question that I get. And it takes a little bit of kind of me explaining the landscape of things, if you will. So how to profit from it, it requires me to answer this question first, which is like, how do I even gather people to make this multidimensional thing called a community? If it's so much more than just gathering up the business cards of people who listened to my talk and said that they were interested in getting on my newsletter list, what do I now do with them? Or how do I engage with them, right? Because community is all about engagement and value giving. So how do I do that? Well, my answer to that is you have got to build reliable platforms, and you've got to decide what platforms that you are officially sort of staking your claim in and saying, this is a platform for me to build a community. Now, I'm a big believer that you should have kind of multiple platforms. Getting on stage is a literal platform. Mm-hmm. And so you who are listening have a platform already. You're getting up on stage. And so that is one platform where you speak and people listen, right? Another platform is like what Jane and I have, a podcast, and being able to get behind the mic, give people value, and then people can listen to that. I am a huge believer and lover of Facebook groups as a very powerful platform because they're dynamic, because different than you getting up in front of a group of people live and giving a talk or being behind the mic during a podcast. Within a Facebook group, people can start talking to each other without you actually being there, without you actually starting the conversation, and it can happen 24/7. So I'm actually a big believer in sort of creating a couple of different platforms that all can play off of each other. So what that means for me is you heard me explain in my business model a little bit before, is that my platforms are one, my podcast, two, my Facebook group, three, my email list, and four, my Facebook page. And I have a couple of others that are smaller and add to it, but those are sort of the main ones. And so how you make money with a community and as a community leader is you decide on your platform. Number two, you give value. You just give. You give, 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 and you figure out what it is. You start by thinking, who is my ideal avatar? Who's the ideal person that is going to get value out of what I know and what I love and who I am? And then you choose a platform, you start giving great value, giving great content. And sometimes that value, if that's you up giving a talk, that's great. But, you know, can there be another way that you could give value? We just talked about all these, you know, all these speakers on their own islands. There is value in building relationships between those speakers. So think about the people who are your ideal avatar. Is there value in bringing those people together? I'm a community leader at heart. So I tend to believe that that's true for just about any particular niche, okay, that there is value in bringing those folks together. And if so, you can have them within a Facebook group. So let's just say that you give a talk on leadership and that's what you do. And you have some really, really great, you know, content to give about leadership. You could go off and you could give these talks and you can invite anyone who listens to these talks. You could say, hey, I would love for you to come join my free Facebook group, or even a LinkedIn group is really popular depending on what kind of audience you're talking to. Mm-hmm. And then you could be in that group 24/7 giving other additional value, whether it's just starting conversations to help them get to know each other, or whether it's giving more information that they wouldn't normally get just at your normal talk. And then what happens is, as you give more and more value, as you become more and more known and seen as a leader and as the expert in this particular topic, when you then have something to offer, when you have, like, you know, a 6-week leadership course, you now have more than one place to go offer it. You can offer it to everyone on your email. You can now go offer it to this group. You can offer it to anyone that you talk to during any one of your keynotes or your presentations. You basically are giving yourself more opportunities to speak to people who are listening to you in different ways and who are engaging with you in different ways and have told you, I'd like to engage with you in a different way, right? The power with something like a group is that they've seen you in more ways than just that one keynote presentation, right? They now see you as someone who continues to give this value, and you've anchored yourself as somebody who's the expert in this. So they're more likely to raise their hand and say yes.
Got it.
So, I mean, those are sort of bare bones. So really it's, you know, choosing the platforms, giving value, whether logistically speaking, that's like sharing articles that you write or sharing your podcast interviews or bringing someone in to talk about a particular topic or asking questions that allow them to engage with you and feel, you know, taken care of, that you actually care about them, that you want to give them, you know, give away a free, whatever, downloadable, whatever it is. And then you have earned the right to ask. You've earned the right to make an offer and say, hey, I've got this. Who wants it? You know, so that's a very bare bones kind of basic template on how to start making money, how to profit from community.
So now I'm thinking about, okay, so what does all that lead to? You've got all these great people in your group. Now let's see what we can be doing with them next. So if I'm a professional speaker, I'm thinking, what's next between my group and myself? So like you, we could offer coaching. We could do a membership community, and I want to talk to you about your membership community and how that works. Mm-hmm. We can do a webinar series. We can do an online course, which is straight online or hybrid, where we show up and pop in person. We can do live events. There's all kinds of things that people could do to kind of pull people towards them. What are some of your favorites to do in order? Well, why don't I ask the question, what have you seen has been, you know, some of the bigger revenue generators? I'm talking about some people, Katie. This is one thing to remember. If you're making $15,000 or $20,000 per speech, you want to make sure that if you're going to do an event or something like that, that it's going to pay off for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So a couple of things, and I'll answer your question after this, because this idea popped up as you were listing off a bunch of those things. But I want you to imagine if you're a keynote speaker and you're getting paid for these really great talks that you're giving and this really great education that you're giving, if you can continue to gather people in any of these ways or continue to make sure that you're showing up to platforms, being seen as an expert outside of that one time talk that somebody heard you. Mm-hmm. Now you own that relationship. So you probably hear that term when you hear people talk about building an email list, right? Well, in my opinion, having a Facebook group or a LinkedIn group or having someone follow your page or something like that, that's the same thing. It's like you now own that relationship. So it's your job to constantly show up there as the expert and someone who can make offers or who can ask questions or can ask for what you want. So one of the ideas that came up in my head is if you never know who's in the audience. I think you speakers know this better than anyone. And you never know if you had a LinkedIn group and you invited your people, you gave them a great free thing and said, hey, come join this group. And then you get to be a part of this or whatever. You can get really creative with that. And all of a sudden somebody who is just sitting in your talk a week ago, you've built yourself up because you just gave this incredible presentation that they're now in your group. They're paying attention to what you're doing and they have a giant regional meeting that they're having. And now you're of course we need to hire Jane to come talk about this for our regional meeting, you know? So like your job is just to continually see what opportunities and start playing what opportunities might be there. And truthfully, it's all incredibly contingent on like who your community is actually made up of. What works for me may not necessarily work for you because my audience is specifically entrepreneur women, right? So yeah, it's just a matter of like you own that relationship. So now play around with it and see what is there. So you could talk about, for example, like VIP days. Like let's say if we're talking about if you're getting paid 10, 15, 20 grand for a talk, you know, your time is very valuable. You could do something like offer a VIP day and say, hey, if you liked this, I offer like full on VIP days where I could come in to either work with you individually or even your team. And you get my full on customized attention to work on whatever topic you were talking about in a more in-depth and in intimate way. Right. And so now someone who you just have all this credibility because you stood up in front of the room and were this expert, and you could easily parlay that into now you're offering that VIP thing. And it wouldn't necessarily be the greatest thing to offer that at the end of your talk because that's not ideal, but you could offer that after a couple of days or a couple of weeks of maintaining that relationship with the people who were sitting in that audience before, you know?
Gotcha.
But now it becomes this massive garden for whatever you want to throw out. And VIP days, my goodness, I've seen speakers do VIP days, by the way, is anything from maybe like 4 to sometimes 7 or 8 hours of full on intensives for anyone. I've seen people do like 2-day VIP days for whatever topic you are in and somebody wants to, they're basically investing in time because I don't want to spend 6 months having to figure this out over, you know, for an hour every single week.
Right.
I want one day where I can come in, you can reorganize my systems, or you can give my team the leadership training it needs so we can turn around and on Monday we're ready to go. And I've seen people easily get 5, 10, even like 15 grand for a VIP day. So you're talking one day for your time to be really intensely connected and giving to your ideal client. And that's really, really, really powerful.
So let's talk a little bit about the idea of, okay, so you've decided on your platform, you're giving value. Let's say you decided that LinkedIn was going to be your platform or Facebook. I think the majority of the groups that I've been involved with have been quite good on Facebook. But like we said, if you're a really corporate speaker, then you might get really good value out of the groups on LinkedIn instead. And if you choose that as your platform, should you kind of be putting it all into one area so that you're not kind of hopping back and forth in and amongst platforms? And then I want to talk to you about kind of actually starting a membership club.
Yeah. So the answer to the first question is that I don't believe in spreading yourself too thin. So I don't think you should go out and do 10 different things all at the same time.
Right.
But I do believe that any professional woman who's building a speaking business is well equipped to be able to handle two, maybe even three significant platforms at a time. Like, you know,
because we're good multitaskers.
Well, we're just really good implementers. That's really what it is. So I would ask yourself this question. If you're figuring out, like, in addition to my speaking, how can I parlay everyone who I'm speaking to, what can I now involve them in that provides value to them? And that's the platform. So is that a podcast? By the way, podcasts can be incredibly powerful to immediately give you expert status to a global audience. So I can't recommend podcasting enough. So if that were a podcast, if you wanted to make sure everyone who you just spoke to, you know, got a personal invitation to go and listen to your podcast, and maybe it was a podcast that specifically talks about something that you talked about in your keynote and it's directly applicable to that. So have them go listen, continue talking with them, maybe invite some of those folks to be on your podcast. And now you've got that platform. So, I tend to be a person that is like, okay, let me start one. And then once I kind of get my wits about me there, then let me go start another one. But I don't like to make those too far out of each other. So I think I started my podcast in like the next month. I had started my Facebook group. I think I had started my Facebook page maybe 2 months before the podcast. And so, like, I feel like we can kind of bang them out pretty well. You just have to ask yourself the question, like, I need to make sure I'm spending time here, because when it comes to building communities and leading a community and being a person who gives value, quality beats quantity every single day.
Okay. So let's get back to the show me the money piece and let's talk about membership. So now you've got your, you know where you are and you've built your group. What kind of offering might one make for membership, and what all would you build into that offering?
Okay, so let's stay with the example I was using before. If you happen to be like a person who speaks about leadership, mm-hmm. if you will.
That's a good example.
And how to be a great leader, whether that's within your corporate structure or whether that's within your business that you have. So what you could do is, now that you have kind of these couple different platforms that you're constantly communicating with your community members about, you're engaging with them, you're finding out more about what their needs are. So it's not just you giving, it's you listening a lot. That is a key part of this that I haven't even mentioned yet.
Right.
Is that you're listening, you're asking questions, literally asking questions a lot. What do you need? What's your biggest pain point here? You know, what's the biggest challenge that you have in leading teams of five or more? You know, whatever that is. So a really great thing that you could do, and this is just one example, is you could create, I would even say just to test the waters, you could create a kind of a free download, if you will. And maybe that's just a one or two page, like, top leadership suggestions, or like top qualities, you know, the five top qualities that every great leader has. And now you at least get people who you know are super interested in that and wanting to be a better leader. And other people who maybe want to learn more about leadership. And then what you could do is you could create, if you wanted to do another kind of tiptoe in it, you could create like a smaller program, maybe like a one-time webinar or online workshop, same thing, just semantics.
Right.
You could create an online workshop that is done via Zoom, and you sell it for, you know, I don't know, whatever you want to, $47, $247, whatever that price point is for you. And that could be an hour long, that could be 3 hours long. And it's just basically like, hey, it could actually be kind of the same content in your talk, but going really deep on maybe one of those particular things or a handful of those particular things. And then based on that, if you get really good, a good response to that, you could actually do a longer term program. So this is where you can get kind of creative. You could do a longer term program. So I've done this before, where I've done like a 6 week program, mm-hmm. and it's like an hour. It was like an hour and a half a week, once a week for 6 weeks, you know, X amount of people sign up, you do it live. And so there's a really great live element to it, but you
record it
for evergreen purposes. And right. So now not only do you have this great live group that you have taken through this and they get great value and you can get great testimonials from them, but now you have an evergreen product that you can now put on your site. So it's like this 6 weeks to, you know, incredible leadership skills or whatever that is. And Now what you could do is, because now you've had all this experience sort of experimenting with productizing your knowledge, you could now say, hey, I'm starting the Leadership Lounge, and that is going to be $27 a month, $47 a month, $97 a month, and every single month, here's what you get. And so it's simultaneously constant special information from you that they can't get anywhere else. And you'd have to get really creative with kind of what you throw in. But here's where I think a lot of membership communities actually kind of lack. And I don't think that they do a good job of this. And this is something I'm actually quite proud of, that I feel like this is kind of my special sauce for the Biz Women Rock Elite paid membership, is that I know that so much of knowledge is had within each other. And so I actually, yes, I'm the community leader, and there's a lot of special stuff I'm bringing to the table, and you're learning directly from me. But that's not the only thing I'm selling. The other thing that I'm selling is this thing called Tap Into the Wisdom of Your Fellow Businesswomen.
Right.
Because, and there's structure to that. I mean, I have online, you know, virtual networking that we have once a month. I have hot seats where they can learn from each other. There are mastermind capabilities out of there. There are definitely group learning opportunities. There's case studies. You could say, hey, we're going to be doing a monthly case study with a fellow member. And now how much do we all learn from each other when we do that? So there's a lot of cool stuff that you can engineer so that the value proposition is not just in what you are offering directly to them, right, as far as knowledge and product, but it's also in the value of each other. That's a little harder to sell, I got to be honest with you. But when you got it, you got it. And there's no competition, because that's special, because what makes it special is you, and
The glue that holds it all together. Yeah, but I love that you're creating, and that's part of the key of creating a community, is that people are then talking to each other. They're bonding with each other, and that's what really keeps the community thriving. Tell me a little bit about what you mean by a virtual networking event.
Okay, so I feel like I need to say at this point that the reason I can talk about this is because for almost 10 years now, my husband and I have owned a local entrepreneurs association called the Tampa Bay Business Owners. Okay. And we have about 300 members. Everyone, it's kind of like a chamber of commerce, but just for entrepreneurs. Okay. So before I even started Biz Women Rock, I had this incredible knowledge base and experience, not only working with entrepreneurs and seeing the insides of their businesses, but in the business of community building and what it takes to actually run a membership organization. So with that, I'm saying that's this awesome kind of live experience that I get to bring to this online, you know, realm. So what was your question again? It was a really good
How
one.
How do you run kidding. Virtual networking events?
Okay, so one of the things, so typically, what tends to happen, again, in paid membership communities is it's a leader just giving information, and that's very special, right? But what the glue is that ends up holding people together, and I found this out through all these years of building, you know, this offline community, TBO, was that it was all of those like social conversations that happened at the events in between, you know, during break times, and when people were actually developing friendships mm-hmm. beyond that lived beyond the walls of our organization. So to TBBO and to Biz Women Rock Elite, I kept asking myself, how can I make this special? Like, how can I make sure that they get to know each other in a way that's the glue that ends up being glue. And how can they get to know each other more than, oh, they're showing up for the special education that I'm offering, right?
Right.
So I implemented a virtual networking. Literally what it is it is a Zoom call. And I give everyone the link. I email it all out to them. And I say, hey, we're going to be going live at this time. Please show up right on time. And the structure, it's very important to have the structure. So the structure I have for it, and it obviously changes a little bit depending on how many people show up. But it's really just like go around and do a brief introduction of who you are, what your business is, because that's relevant to my community. And then I kind of have like a random question of the day. And sometimes it has nothing to do with business because it's all about the relationship. So yes, they've just explained their business. And in that explanation, here's what happens. Everyone's doing their introduction, and all of a sudden, Jane is listening to Debbie, and Debbie is talking about something that Jane could totally help with. Right. So now she's like, oh my God. And I pre-warn them. I say, if you hear somebody say something that strikes a chord with you, please make a note on a piece of paper. And then at the very end of it, I encourage them. I make the call to action to say, guys, if you heard somebody speak on here that you're like, I need to talk to them, go, your action for this week is to reach out to them privately and set up a time to have some virtual coffee, because you need to get to know them. So the more that I promote those members getting to know each other outside of my structure, the more glue I'm building at, and that's value for what I'm there providing, right?
And matching people up and putting people together is always so cool, don't you think?
I don't think there's anything that makes my heart sing more than when I see, like, you know, for a local company, members like out at the beach together. And I know it's because they met at our organization, or even within Biz Women Rock, a virtual community. I see that they're all commenting on each other's posts on their personal page. Like, that feels so good to me that they've become friends outside of my community, but because of my community.
That's nice. That's nice. So I'm thinking there might need to be some wine involved in my virtual networking events, especially for my powerhouse women's group. So that sounds really, really neat. Okay. So I think we're creating some ideas for people in terms of how to do this right. What would be some no-nos, you know, things that you've seen gone horribly wrong, or things that maybe are misconceptions about building a community? What do people go down the wrong path?
All right, I'm going to say something that I think is almost the antithesis of what you hear about business building nowadays.
Okay.
When it comes to, in my personal opinion, when it comes to doing great business, and when it comes to being a great community leader, automation is your enemy.
Okay.
You can automate a lot. Okay. So I don't want to, I'm an operator at heart. Like, that is what, that's where my space lives naturally within a business. I love efficiencies and creating
systems,
all that geeky stuff. Okay.
Right.
However, community building is first and foremost all about relationships, and you cannot automate relationships. Mm-hmm. So my what I've seen done wrong pretty consistently is people trying to automate relationships, and you just can't do that. So truthfully, there are when it comes to relationship building, there's not really a rhyme or reason or process for how I do things. Like, there are days that I literally, somebody was on my mind. I'm probably checking in with a half a dozen members a day, just because there's no process behind it. There's not a checklist that I have, but it's just like, oh, I was thinking about you. How are you?
Right.
You know, it's relationship building. So just remember that when it comes to being a leader of a community, the key ingredient is making sure that every one member feels very special and feels very important. And they are. And so you've got to learn the subtle art of being able to grow that exponentially, but it all starts at this one-on-one relationship, right?
Yeah.
So,
you know, that's so true. I look at some of my most successful clients, and I think that is something that they've really been good at. They've always taken the time. And there's no one to say that you can't have a system that pings you and says it's time to nurture your relationships.
Yeah.
I mean, it can still be a system, and sometimes you do need reminding, you know, reach out to 6 people today or whatever it might be. But I think that that's really awesome. Yeah, you're absolutely right that you cannot automate your the value that you can bring to people just reaching out to them and saying, hey.
Yeah. I mean, that's just one example. But I mean, that's not to say that I'm against funnels and a nurture series. I mean, I'm all for that. But like, when it comes down to this one-on-one conversation, like, that's something that you can't and should not automate, because it feels robotic and it doesn't feel from the soul. And that's what community members really want. So,
nice. You know, I haven't delved into that membership thing yet that you're talking about. I do think, though, that it's a huge opportunity for a lot of the people in my world can we just say that you don't go from not having any relationship with the community to boom, let's be a member of my $47 a month or $300 a month club?
Yeah. Okay. So that was going to be my big no-no number two, which is don't jump into something giant right away. And kind of on the back end of that, don't spend a year building something out before you launch it, before you even know if anyone's even going to want it. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, it draws us back to this whole, like, being in the throes of relationship building within your platforms, because it's within there that you're going to know whether they actually would like something that they could pay for. Truthfully, you know, Biz Women Rock is about 3.5 years old. And it took me, I just launched the Elite earlier this year. So it took me a long time to have the confidence. And even though I had a pretty large community and a really active and engaged community, it took me a long time to actually build up the confidence to say, okay, if I offered this, like, what would make this special? Like, there's so many freaking, you know, communities, paid membership communities out there for business women. Like, why would they do mine? And I had to hear it from my coach over and over again. It's you, Katie. What, like, there's no one else that is you. And there's no one else that has all of this live community building experience and can bring that into this online space. Like, and there's no one with your vantage point of business. Like, that's why your community members show up, and that's what they will invest in over and over and over again. So,
wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, that really goes to just take the time to give, take the time to engage, take the time to get to know your community members. And by the way, again, I said this before, that quality outweighs quantity. Mm-hmm. You can have a very successful community with like 100 people, you know, like there's actually a book. I don't even remember the name of it, but it's like The Tribe of 1,000 or something like that. Like, you, a successful business, you can have 1,000 people that you build up to, and that might start with 10, that might, and then go to 20. But like, those people become loyal. And Jane, I was saying this to you before we went live, but you know, my big belief as a whole business model is really build a community, be someone of value to the people who get the most out of you. Like, they know, they love, they trust you and everything that you stand for and everything that you teach. And all you need to do is listen to what their needs are, create something that's going to fulfill that need. And you've got a business model that's going to feed you to the end of your days.
Right, right. Dan, Miller, 48 Days, he has an amazing thriving community. And basically, he's just got his ear to the ground and is waiting to hear from his community what they need from him next. Yeah. And if X number of people ask for it, then he shall create it. Yeah. And I think that's terrific. Wow, you've given us a lot to think about. Are there any other big mistakes that we've missed, or should we move on here?
I'm sure there are a few more, but I think that's good for now.
Okay.
Just baby step into things, you know, like, just, but don't be fearful. Like, just go, just do. I use the word experiment a lot. You lose nothing by putting something out there and trying. Like, just try. It's better to try and offer than never to do it.
Very good. All right. So, we've really covered a lot, I think. I love the idea of taking the list that you've got and actually designating them into buckets by offering something free that then says, okay, here are all the leaders, leadership people, prospects, and then maybe you offer them a webinar, and then there's another offering after that that's paid, or it's a small amount webinar and then paid, or something like that. That's really terrific. So, anything else that people should really know about when it comes to monetizing their community?
You know, the only thing that I would say is just to try. Like, you have nothing to lose. And I do believe ultimately that kind of the day and age that we are living in, the day and age in consumerism, you know, it exists in true success really exists in these micro communities. And so if you have a really loyal following, you have a loyal community of people who get so much value out of who you are and what you're showing up to give all the time. I mean, my goodness, the possibilities are really endless. I mean, I actually want to take my example I gave you just earlier. Just imagine after you have this paid membership community, and now you're like, oh, it'd be really great to do a live retreat, or even to have a live conference, or, hey, I'm going to be speaking over here. Maybe I can invite my community members to come and do a mastermind afterwards. Like, there are so many opportunities for revenue when you have a group of people who already know, love, and trust you. It's not even know, like, and trust anymore. It's know, love, and trust. So your job is just to show up, give great information, give great value, wrap your arms around the people who are getting good stuff around you, show them love every single day, and then just offer stuff. And keep experimenting with it. So I don't know.
I love it. I love it. Well, a community of wealthy speaker community, please keep your eyes peeled because there is a live event coming up in September and more exciting things that will be falling out of that. And I think our community is really going to show up for that one. I'm excited about that. And I'm hoping we're all going to meet in Orlando as well for Influence 17. And I've got a client event. So if you are a client, make sure that you reach out and let me know. Katie, if people want to get in touch with you, how is the best way to go about that?
Yeah. So if you're listening and this was like, boom, this is awesome, I need to do this. or you just felt like, okay, this was really, really cool, I would love to know you. You could go to bizwomenrock.com. Go opt in there and it'll give you an immediate invitation to join my free private Facebook group called Biz Women Rock. And I would love to see you in there. It'll give us a chance to get to know each other a little bit more and let me see how I can help.
So fun. I'm going to go over there on the Facebook group and join it now. And I will look forward to seeing you there. Katie, I want to say thank you so much for taking time out to share with the wealthy speaker community. And your final note there was around courage. I hope people will gather up their courage and move forward, build their community, and monetize it. And with that, we will say, see you soon, wealthy speakers. Bye for now, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Wealthy Speaker Show. Please visit speakerlauncher.com for your free Wealthy Speaker audit and visit speakerlauncher.com/podcast for show notes and many more resources to help you catapult your speaking business. See you soon, wealthy speakers.